That's 461-3000, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Christian teaching and talk. This is 91.7 FM, The Truth.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board, join in the dialogue and discussion that we have right here on Let's Face the Issues each and every day. It is our prayer, our desire, that you join in the dialogue and discussion as we face the issues each and every day. And lest I forget it, and oftentimes I do, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. We'll have a brief monologue. After the monologue, we'll open our telephone lines and invite you to dial in. Your telephone goes, call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphones, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion. I'm looking at a headline. No King's Day. Demonstrations and the fight against Trump's dictatorship. Now, this is an article I touched on previously by the Socialist Equality Party of the United States of America. May I say to you, and before getting into the article, we're talking about today the issue, no kings. Who's the king? And pause for a moment for you to ponder that. Who is the king when they demonstrate and have riots and call it No King's Day? Bought and paid for in part, if not in total, by George Soros, with over 209 nonprofit organizations, all of which are designed to overthrow the constitutionality of the United States of America, to undermine, tear down, and destroy our fundamental foundations in the United States of America. That's the goal, that's the program, that's the plan. But when there's a nationwide movement that then becomes a global movement, demonstrating, rioting, and calling it No King's Day, what does that mean? What does it connote? Who's behind it, and why is that being done? Today we want to talk about that. We want to talk about it on the basis of no kings. Who's the king? What party, what political party, espouses the characteristics of a king in the United States of America? And by the way, to set the pace, I'm looking at my book entitled, Is It Time for Revolution? Will It Be the Battle Box or the Battlefield? It's the exegetical work, verse by verse, of 2 Chronicles chapter 10, published back in 2011. And I talk about the corrosion of freedom in America. I talk about the war against Christianity. I talk about the disdain that's in the one party for human life, the arrogance against U.S. citizens, and a complete disregard for truth, and a Marxist, socialist, communist agenda in our nation. And that term that was used by Barack Hussein Obama, fundamental change. In part of the introduction in my book, I state this: the history of the present king of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries, usurpations, all having its direct object established of absolute tyranny over the states. To prove this, let facts be submitted to the candid world. That's a part of the introduction to the Declaration of Independence. And this is what our founders said in relationship to the King of England, which we were separating from in the forming the foundation of the United States of America. Speaking of the king, there were 33 charges against the king, and I'm not going to read all 33 of them. I have them listed in the introduction of my book, Is It Time for Revolution? One is, he has refused his assent to the laws. Number two, he's forbidden his governors to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance. Three, he's refused for a long time after such dissolutions to cause others to be elected and put in place. He has obstructed the administration of justice. He has erected a multitude of new officers and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and to eat out our substance. He's depriving us, in many cases, of benefits of trial by jury. He's taken away our charters, abolishing our most valuable laws, and altering fundamentally the forms of our government. Speaking of the king and the charges against him, he has abdicated government here by waging war against the citizens, all of us. Further, he has excited domestic insurrection among us. This book in my hands, Introduction, says in every stage of these oppressors, oppositions, we have petitioned for redress in the most humble terms. Our repeated petitions have been answered only by repeated injury. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's the charges, 33 of them, by the way, against the King of England that brought about the change and set up the United States of America as a result of it. Now, I didn't read all 33 of them. Most of them apply to what we see taking place today as the charges that we can levy, not against President Donald J. Trump and this administration, but many previous administrations under the leadership of the Socialist Marxist Communist BLM Democratic Party that I believe is at fault today for the declension that we see in our nation. That's where we're going. That's where what we're talking about. No kings. Who is the king? Or if you please, what party exudes kingship? Ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you recall in the book of Genesis, the third chapter, there's a blame game. Satan deceived Eve into partaking of the tree of knowledge of good and evil that God had said don't. Satan beguiled her, the scripture says, and brought about the disobedience to God. When God then asked them a question, them, Adam and Eve, in the Garden of Eden, when they were hiding themselves, he asked the question of what they had done, what they had eaten. Verse 12 of chapter 3 of Genesis 3. Chapter 12 of Genesis 3. And the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to me, to be with me, she gave me the tree, gave me of the tree, and I did eat. Verse 13, and the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. So it's the blame game, ladies and gentlemen, that's taking place today, the blaming by the Democrats against the Republicans that says that we need a No Kings Day to advocate that Donald J. Trump is the king. We need to remove him from office. That's the mindset. That's the bottom line. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues today, we're going to look at this integrally and talk about which party literally exudes kingship in America. And how do we know that? What do we see? What are the ingredients that's found in it? What are the characteristics of that aspect? By the way, when you look at the characteristics of a king operates by fiat, by force. No laws, no rules, no opposition allowed. And ladies and gentlemen, if President Trump were a king today, there'd be no opposition in the streets. There'd be no demonstration. There'd be no riots. There would be no burning of federal buildings, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So let's just set the record straight today. And then the bottom line is, how should we respond as Christians? Should we cower into the closet? Should we cower under the bed? Should we be silent and say, well, it all play out. God's going to have his way anyway, so don't worry about it. There are many Christians doing that today. And I want to chide you and challenge you and question what you're doing and why you're doing it if you're sitting in silence. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's face the issues as we do each and every day on this broadcast. We do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. God's Word speaks. Jesus speaks. You see, in John 8:31-32, the Lord Jesus, speaking to his disciples, said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." John 17:17 is a declaratory statement about the word of God, where the scripture says, "Thy word is truth." Ladies and gentlemen, it's the truth of the Word of God that endures forever, according to Psalms 117:2. The truth of the Lord endures forever. And yet we have those today, just as stated by George Orwell in his dystopian novel entitled 1984. By the way, many are not aware of the fact it was published back in 1947, 48, and 49. 1984. And in that dystopian novel, Orwell said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see that to be definitively true today. We need to understand truth cannot be bifurcated. Truth cannot be have a duality. Truth is a single truth. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, when you look at the statement of what is truth, Webster's dictionary says truth is the body of real things, real events, real facts, actualities. And yet we have today so many that say truth is not absolute. In fact, 55% of the millennials, that's the 18 to 35-year-old age group, affirm the fact that there's no absolute truth. They say, in fact, each person determines their own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, it was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that said, in part, these words, "What we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches." Ladies and gentlemen, I watched with dismay at some of the street interviewers from some of the main media that was out on the streets with the display of idiocy, if I can be blunt, and display of ignorance as to what is taking place in our nation, when they asked the question, what are you demonstrating against? And across the nation, some of those that were doing the questioning found that there's a whole variety of answers that were given. In fact, right here in Jacksonville, Florida, when the demonstrators are on the streets, and one of the channels, television channels, had a media person out asking the question. One lady was asked, "Well, what has Trump done?" "Well, he's done a lot of things wrong." Some answered on a national level in New York, D.C., etc., etc. And committing genocide. He's killing people, etc. The point that I make with that interjection of some of the brief facts that we found, the bottom line is most of these on a national level were paid to go out and demonstrate and march and then leave and go home. Some of them were out there simply because of the ignorance of what's going on and they wanted to be seen as part of the crowd. Multitudes of them demonstrating and waving signs, and when asked a question, could not answer a single thing, a definitive event that would cause you to call Donald J. Trump a king or one that is enforcing by force any regulations and rules in America. I go back to the fact, ladies and gentlemen, we need to find the truth. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus, that said, "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." That's my challenge each and every day on this broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark, an identifier. On the campus of Tools for a Time, there's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole is Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole, the base of the flagpole. You'll find the home of Tools for a Time. ToolsForATime.com. ToolsForATime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, that blame game that started in Genesis, the third chapter, where Eve blamed Satan and Adam blamed Eve for the decisions they made. We're finding today that that is prominent, that is found in homes, in families, in churches, in business, and mainly we're finding it today in the political arena, the Beltway in Washington. If you don't believe that, listen to an interview from Chuck Schumer. Listen to an interview from the one that is the leader of the Democratic Party on the House side, Hakeem Jeffers. Listen to what they're saying and the blame game. They're claiming Schumer and Hakeem Jeffers and many of the leaders, if not most all of them, in the Democratic Party, they're claiming that with the shutdown of government and with what Trump is wanting to do, with what the Republicans are wanting to do, that millions of babies are going to die because they won't have health care. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just set the record straight before we dig any deeper on who's really advocating for kingship in America. Let me set the record straight. 10 years ago, when the Obamacare was introduced and forced through in the House and the Senate, and the Obamacare, health care program that was supposed to be considered the health care program that was going to beat all others, and it was the Affordable Health Care Act, ACA, AHCA Act. It was supposed to be very inexpensive. Well, what was taking place in that was the Democrats forced into that legislation that for 10 years, the Obamacare would be subsidized with the backdoor subsidy, subsidized in its premiums to keep the premiums low, the idea being until there's enough people enrolled in it that there'll be enough premium income for it to sit on its own bottom. Well, that subsidy expires, runs out December 31st, 2025. That was the date. That was the expiration that was set in the legislation that was passed by the House and the Senate, forced through. Nancy Pelosi, you know, said you have to pass the bill, have to pass the bill before you can read it and find out what's in it. I believe it was 1,400 some odd pages at the time. And so that health care subsidy runs out in December. And what the big, beautiful bill passed by the Republicans just recently, it did not extend that giveaway subsidy of the Obamacare insurance plan. So now the Democrats are trying to say that it is the fact that the Republicans are trying to cancel the health care for millions of people across America, and therefore millions of people are going to starve to death, they're going to die, won't have any care at all. No, what's going to take place January the 1st, 2026, is the Obamacare will come to the point where it always has been as far as the premium, which is an unaffordable premium. And the people then, many of them will cancel their coverage or lose coverage because of the unaffordability of the premium and will have to switch companies and switch plans. That's the whole plan. If the Democrats fail to force that extension on that giveaway premium if they fail to do so by holding up and shutting down the government. If they fail to do so then and further negotiations, if they fail to have that added back in for another 2 years, 5 years, or 10 years, the old cliche will be the egg's on their face. The Democrats will be seen as having perpetrated a fraud on America for 10 years with the so-called Affordable Care Act that is not affordable at all. So that sets the stage. That's where we are today. And that's the reason for the whole churning of claiming that Trump is a wannabe king, that somehow, some way, that's what is taking place in America. Let me go back to the headline article. No kings, demonstrations, and the fight against Trump's dictatorship. This is promulgated and pushed by the Socialist Equality Party of America. This article reads, the more than 2,700 separate demonstrations in cities and towns throughout the United States were collectively one of the largest political demonstrations in the history of the country. Mass marches of hundreds of thousands were held in major cities, including New York, Boston, Chicago, Los Angeles, Washington, D.C. The scale and breadth of the participation explodes the official narrative promoted by corporate media and the Democratic Party. Trump and his fascist cabinet figures face enormous and growing opposition. Ladies and gentlemen, it is orchestrated opposition. It is promulgated by the Democratic Party and the socialist Marxist media and all of the, if you please, Nazis and fascists that are really out there in the streets trying to tear down and destroy a constitutional republic. This article reads, participants, many with homemade signs, denounce the destruction of the democratic rights, the assault on immigration, the deployment of troops to cities, the mass firing of federal workers, and the dismantling of social programs. Protesters also oppose the genocide in Gaza, the enrichment of the oligarchy amid mass poverty, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that's all fabricated and it's all built, and it's the passing the buck of one blaming the other. It is the Democratic Party that now, with the onion being unpeeled, and you see the real villains in the game, and as the villains are, if you please, exposed more and more, there's a pushback of calling someone what they themselves are doing. You realize it's a fact that President Trump was accused of being a Hitler, and all of his supporters are accused of being little Nazis, if you please. So, ladies and gentlemen, what I want us to do in this broadcast today is a little bit different than the general format of what we do on Let's Face the Issues. I want us to look at the record. I want to expose the record to you. And then to ask the question, who would be best determined to be acting as kings in America? The Democrats or the Republicans? The Joe Biden, Auto Pen Biden, Obama, et cetera, and the present leadership today? Who can we identify as being really the advocates for a kingship in America? I want us to look, ladies and gentlemen, using who, what group actually forcefully uses a fist in your face. Look at the Democratic Party and all of its leaders. Who led resistance against the leadership in our nation? Who is it that claimed that Trump was involved with Russiagate and the 2016 election and then 2017, et cetera, for his first term when Trump was president, the 45th president of America? Who was it that led out the lie about Russiagate and yet were the very ones that was playing, I call it patty cake, with the Russians? Who did that? Who was responsible for that? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline, Domestic Terrorism. The DOJ pressed to investigate George Soros network over alleged ties to the political violence. Republican Georgia Representative Buddy Carter is urging the Department of Justice to investigate the network of organizations backed by billionaire mega donor George Soros for potential involvement in politically motivated violence. Ladies and gentlemen, it's George Soros that's backing the Democratic Party. It's George Soros that's paying the large portion, if not all of, the funding for the demonstrations for the King's Day, or No King's Day, as it is called, across the nation. goes on to say in this article, there's a growing concern based on credible reporting that George Soros Open Society Foundation have played a significant role in funding organizations associated with the promotion of political extremism and engaged in or in order and endorse action that met the Federal Bureau of Investigation's definition of domestic terrorism. I could go on and on and on. Ladies and gentlemen, they found that George Soros has funneled more than $80 million into the programs that are designed to undermine and destroy and accuse the Republicans, accuse President Donald J. Trump as being a dictator, being a fascist, being an oligarch, being a Hitler, and all of the followers being little Nazis. So who is it that lied about Russiagate? Who is it that used the Russiagate to try to impeach President Trump, not just once, but twice? Who is it? It's the Democrats, ladies and gentlemen. The Democrats. Just who used lawfare to persecute and to prosecute President Trump without any evidence, but now screaming Trump's retaliation? The Democrats. Ladies and gentlemen, what party used the kingly thuggery force to mandate every person to get the death jab called the COVID vaccination? The Democrats. The Democrats. I could go on and on and on, and we'll do that in just a moment. I believe Derby's on the line. Derby, go over your question or comment, please.
Yeah, concerning the No Kings issue, Democrats and some Republicans are saying that Trump is overstepping his power by sending the National Guard to the different blue cities. So I say Trump has the right and the duty. I'd like to read you from the U.S. Constitution.
Yes.
Article 4, Section 4. It says, I'm quoting, "The United States shall guarantee to every state in the Union a Republican form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion and against domestic violence." Well, invasion is the illegal invasion, illegal aliens, and domestic violence from Antifa and Black Lives Matter. So Trump has the duty to send the National Guard wherever he wants. And the federal judges that disagree, they can just go jump in the lake.
Well, Debbie, you're exactly right, 100% correct. And most citizens, most people, most that are listening to our voices today did not know what you just read. That is a fact. He has the authority. And listen, not only the authority, Debbie, but as you also know, the responsibility under the Constitution to do exactly what he's doing. And we see the riots in the streets, we see the burning of buildings, we see the attempts to harm, hurt, or kill the ICE agents and the border agents, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And yet we find who is it that's opposed to Trump's clearing up the streets and deporting the illegal invaders and quelching the riots in the streets from Antifa and BLM and others? Who is it that's opposing that? It's the Democrats. And yet they claim that Trump is the one that wants to be a king. It is the reverse order. It is claiming on others what you're doing yourself. In fact, as you know, Derby, and our listeners may or may not know, Antifa and Black Lives Matter and other rioters in the streets being paid for by George Soros is an arm, ARM, an affiliate of the Democratic Party. It's the Democrats that's trying to destroy America. It's the Democrats that, as one of my sons says, willing to burn America down if they can rule over the ashes. That's what we see taking place in America. And Derby, one of the things that's sad to me is to see so many Christians and conservatives that's pure ignorant of what the realities are in this blame game that's taking place at the risk of our constitutional republic in America. It is sad to see that. And I believe it's time that Christians and conservatives wake up, stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen, and be the salt and light that God's called us to be. So it's the Democrats. Derby, thank you so much for your call, and God bless you as we keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, what party used the strong arm of government to force churches to close? What party used the strong arm of the government to force businesses to close? What arm of the government, was it the Democrats or the Republicans, that fired the federal workers that did not mask up and separate up and vax up? What party was that? It was the Democratic Party. Used the strong arm of government, the force of government, the authority of government, the thuggery of government, if you please, to force the vax, to force the mask up, to force the six-foot separation. It was the Democratic Party that did that. And just what party, ladies and gentlemen, enforced that plandemic called COVID? It was the Democratic Party. And I could go on and on and on. We need to look at the reality of what's taking place today in America. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour news. Right after the news, we'll be right back as we continue to face the issues.
Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.